إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده رسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. I welcome all of you who continue in our classes. If you remember last week, we, alhamdulillah, we have finished the book of Sirah, Mukhtasar Sirat al-Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the abridged biography of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by Shaykh al-Islam, al-Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah. And we mentioned then that until after Ramadan, we're going to take this time, these Wednesdays, and we're going to talk about Ramadan, inshallah. So we can prepare ourselves for Ramadan, which we're going to do on Wednesdays, inshallah ta'ala. Today we're going to talk about making preparations for Ramadan, preparing ourselves. Because as you know, as a human being, when we are prepared for any event, those who are make the necessary preparations, they get more benefits. If there is a market somewhere, when the people, they can, a lot of people come to that market. So those who are prepared better, they may benefit better, right or wrong. They take the right product, you know, and they take more of it, and they mentally, they get enough sleep, and they're ready, you know. And they're like, look, this festival is a couple of days, couple of weeks, I'm going to be there, inshallah, and I'm going to try to take advantage of it. Likewise, Ramadan is coming, okay? And we have to prepare. That's what makes the difference. What makes the difference is that people, they prepare for Ramadan before, not just when, oh, Ramadan tomorrow, okay, let me make some necessary, some arrangements. No, you're going to start making arrangements way before this month comes. And that's what we're going to do, inshallah ta'ala. I'm going to read to you from a talk by our beloved Shaykh, Dr. Abdul Razzaq ibn Abdul Muhsin al-Badr, hafidhahum Allah. قال الشيخ, إنها ساعة طيبة عندما يجتمع المسلمون في بيت من بيوت الله ليتذاكروا جميعا أمرا عظيما. وهذا الذي نحن بصدده, نجتمع في بيت من بيوت الله لنتذاكر أمرا عظيما وموسما كريما نستقبله وجميعا, ونسأل الله جل وعلا أن يبلغنا وإياكم ذلك الموسم على خير وإيمان وأمن وطاعة لله عز وجل. The Shaykh gave us this talk, and he began by saying that indeed this moment we are gathering in a house of Allah, in one of the houses of Allah, in the masjid. It is a great moment and beneficial moments, so that we, all of us together, remembering Allah and to talk about a matter of a great importance. Talk about a guest, a noble guest that is coming upon us, and how we should welcome this noble guest. As we're human beings, we know the guests, those people that are more beloved to us, We welcome them in a special way. Special guests are welcomed in a special way. So Ramadan is a very, very special guest. Then the Shaykh says, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us anew to see this great month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when Ramadan comes, we're upon good, strong in iman, and security and peace, and upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ أيها الإخوة, إن مثل هذا الجلوس في بيوت الله لتذاكر أمور الدين عموما وتذاكر مواسم الخير التي يستقبلها المؤمنون, لا شك أن مثل هذا الاجتماع من الأمور المهمة التي ينبغي أن تحظى بعنايتنا واهتمامنا لما يترتب على ذلك من العوائد الكريمة والخيرات العظيمة والمنافع الجمة التي لا تعد ولا تحصى. Then the Sheikh says, my dear brothers, indeed the like of this gathering in the house of Allah, in which we remember Allah, we learn together the affairs of the religion, and especially in the like of this gathering of tonight, we learn how to welcome a most beloved and noble guest, that the believers love it. He says, no doubt the like of these gatherings should be from the most important moments in our lives. This gathering in the house of Allah, to remember Allah, to learn the deen, should be the most important of all gatherings. Because as a human being, we do gather over in someone's places, houses, over food, over this. People, they have gatherings to discuss business issues. Other people gather to discuss family issues. But this is the most important gathering, because we are studying together and reminding one another about the deen of Allah, learning that which will give us strong, make us stronger in iman and in faith, and enable us to stay firm upon the path of Allah. So therefore, the like of this gathering, we should look at them like this. It is not just like you got nothing to do, or let me spend some time in the masjid. No, you should find time and say, look, there is a class between Maghrib and Isha in the masjid, I'm attending that class. Everything else I have to do it before Maghrib. Anything that I have to do, whether it be shopping, whether it be anything, I got to do it before. So that between Maghrib and Isha, that's a priority for knowledge. Unless if emergency happened, somebody's sick, your mother call you, something happened, then that's something else. But normally we should look. This is the time is for the masjid. This time I'm going to spend it in the masjid actually for myself and for my family. I got to learn. Why? Because this, the like of these gatherings has tremendous benefits upon us. Bring us a lot of good. وقد جاء في صحيح مسلم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خرج على أصحابه يوما وهم جلوس في المسجد يتذاكرون. Imam Muslim رحمه وتعالى collected in his Sahih that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came once to the masjid and he found the companions one day sitting in the masjid and they remembering Allah. They sitting and talking. فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام ما أجلسكم. Then the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said to them, what is that make you sitting here? What is the purpose behind you sitting in the masjid? قالوا جلسنا نذكر الله ونحمده على ما هدانا للإسلام ومن به علينا. They said, we're sitting here and we're remembering Allah. We're praising Him for guiding us to Al-Islam. Allah Akbar. We're praising Him for guiding us to Al-Islam. And we're praising Him for all His bounties that He has conferred upon us. And that's our gatherings likewise, Ya Akhwan, because the companions, they are our Salaf. Who we follow? We follow the companions, the way of the companions. This is what they used to do when they get to the masjid. Even when there is no class, they sit together. What they do? They remember Allah. They praise Allah for guiding them to Al-Islam. So we follow the way of the Salaf. We don't come to the masjid and talk about sports. We don't come in the masjid, the house of Allah, and we talk about dunya. And most definitely, we shouldn't be in the masjid of Allah and falling into haram by backbiting people or slandering them or talking about matters that don't bring us no benefits. They get in the masjid, they talk about, they praise Allah for guiding them to Al-Islam, and they remember Him and they thank Him subhanahu wa ta'ala for His endless bounties upon them. So when they said that, the Prophet ﷺ said to them, Allahi ma ajlasakum illa dhak. He said to them, by Allah, nothing else. You're not here sitting for no other reason except for what you mentioned. قَالُوا وَاللَّهِ مَا أَجْلَسَنَا إِلَّا ذَاكَ. They say, by Allah, we have no other reason for gathering here except for what we have mentioned to you, to remember Allah and to praise Him and thank Him for guiding us to Al-Islam and praising Him for His bounties upon us. The Prophet ﷺ then he said to them, أَمَا إِنِّي لَمْ أَسْتَحْلِفْكُمْ تُهْمَةً لَكُمْ ولكنه أتاني جبريل فأخبرني الله أن الله عز وجل يباهي بكم الملائكة. In the Prophet ﷺ said to them, as for when I ask you by Allah, he says, it's not I didn't believe you, but rather, Jibreel عليه السلام has came to me and informed me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned you to the angels. Subhanallah. قال هذه أيها الإخوة بشارة عظيمة لمن أكرمه الله تعالى ومن عليه بحفظ وقته في المجالس التي تعقد في بيوت الله التي أذن الله جل وعلا أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه. He said, this is a great news indeed to be mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the angels. It's a great news, but this is only for those that Allah has conferred upon them this great ni'mah, from those that Allah has made it easy for them to preserve their times and to utilize their times wisely in the gatherings that take place in the houses of Allah. These houses that Allah has given permission that they should be risen, built, and that His name will be mentioned. And of course, our noble scholars, when they talk about the gatherings in the masajid, the gatherings in which the people, they adhere to the book and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon the way of the Salaf al-Salih, not the gatherings of the innovators and the wicked people and the like. No, you gotta be with the people of Sunnah. This is not to be understood that, look, just go to any masjid and sit with any people. No, this is not the case. You wanna be with the people of Sunnah, the people who adhere to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ومثل هذه المجالس المباركة لا بد للمسلم أن يصبر نفسه عليها وأن يقتطع لها من وقته حتى يستفيد وينتفع. He said, the like of these gatherings, these blessed gatherings in which the Muslims gather in the house of Allah and they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and study together the affairs of the religion, they praise Allah and thanking Him for guiding them to Al-Islam, thanking Allah for His endless bounties. Of course, it's not going to be easy, but you have to find the patience. You got to say to yourself, I got to do this. Yeah, this is not an option for me. I got to do this. I got to be here. I got to be in the house of Allah. I got to learn. I got to be in this class of Arabic, class of tafsir, this class of hadith, of aqidah, of tawheed, of hadith, and the like, of fiqh. I gotta be here. The class and the family, I gotta learn all these things. You gotta find the time from your busy schedule to spend in the house of Allah with the Muslims, studying the deen of Allah. This is how you're gonna benefit from your time. وإلا إذا كان لاهيا منصرفا منشغلا مكبا على أمور دنياه التي لا تنتهي فلا يتهيأ له معرفة الخير ومعرفة أبواب الخير ومعرفة السبل التي يصل من خلالها إلى الخير وإلى ما يرضي الله تبارك وتعالى. The Sheikh, he said, this is what makes a difference, man. Knowing the importance of these gatherings. and say, look, man, this is one of the most important things in my daily life. Because, you know, in our daily life, there are many things we have we got to do. But this is one of the most important things. Because that's what we're created for. We're created to worship Allah. And we're not going to be able to worship Allah in a way that is pleasing to Him unless we learn. Unless we learn. And we have to find time for the like of these gatherings. It's easy, the nafs want to go out. But you're going to say, no, there is a time. That coffee, I got to get it later on. Or I should have got it before, after Asr. I can't. I got to be here now, in the house of Allah, in this class of Aqidah, Tawheed, Tafsir, this class of which enabled me to learn my deen. Otherwise, if a person continue running after the dunya, from this to that, from one thing to the other, he said, those affairs never end. Don't you? You're not going to end. It's always something about the dunya. If it's not your car, it's your one family member. It's not one family member, it's you. If it's not you, it's somebody else. If it's not the other one, it's the other thing. Okay? It's not going to end. Okay? Dunya doesn't end. There's a lot of demands. But you got to say, look, I'm going to deal with those things. And even if I postpone those things or miss up in those things, there is one thing that I cannot postpone, I cannot miss up. Me learning my deen. And being in a place where I can get that which enabled me to worship Allah correctly. So, because in the like of these gatherings, we're all together learning good, the venues of good. We're learning the path of good. That through these paths, we learn how to achieve a lot of good and to do that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وفي مثل هذه المجالس يتم التوجيه وتأتي الموعظة وتحصل الذكرى ويأتي إيقاد القلب والضمير والتوجيه إلى الخير وإلى أبواب الخير فينتفع الناس ويستفيدون فوائد عظيمة. Sheikh Abdul Razzaq حفظه الله says, in the like of these gatherings, in the houses of Allah, we get a lot of benefits. We get some guidelines. Sometimes some of us are lost. We know we're supposed to be straight. We know we have to get it together. And then you come to the class and you hear in that class how you should do it. Or at least where do you start? Some of us, we know that we have issues. And we really, after all the mishaps and the like, we want to do it together now. I want to get it together. That's it. I'm going to get it straight. I'm going to be serious. But some of us don't even know where to start. And being in these gatherings, you're going to get the guidelines. Where you start. You're going to hear sometimes some admonitions. Some of us, naam, we want good, but the dunya may be taking us away. And then you sit in a gathering like this, and he puts you in order. Put your life in order. It's like, look, I got to do these things, but this is more important than all of them. If I'm finding time for this job and the other business and the other opportunity and this person and the other person, if I have to drive 50, miles to get pick up some, why can't I come? I just live 5 minutes away from the masjid. Now I got to be here. Why? What helping you? The admonition that you hear, the maw'idah. And then you will remember Allah. Because the believer, that's all they need, the reminder. That's all the believers they need, a reminder. Because as a human being, we fall short, we're negligent. But then you get a reminder, it benefits the believer. وَإِقَادِ الْقَلْبِ وَالْضَمِيرِ نَعَمْ. Don't underestimate these classes. Don't just look at the title and say, oh, I got that book home. No, by you sitting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revive your hearts. Aina, some hearts be dead, running after the dunya, spending a lot of time away from the masjid, away from the Muslims, in the streets, and they subject their hearts to all the evil that is in the streets. And therefore the heart slowly gets sick until they may even die. But you come to the house of Allah, you remember Allah, you hear the Qala Allah, Qala Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then your heart, subhanAllah, become to come back to life. So Shaykh said these gatherings are very, very beneficial for us. Very beneficial for us. And we are the ones that benefit from them. Great benefits. قال أما الموضوع الذي جلسنا لأجله واجتمعنا من شأله فهو عن إقبال شهر رمضان. After this introduction, the Shaykh says, as for this great topic that we are gathering today to discuss, it is the coming of the month of Ramadan. The coming of the month of Ramadan. And we have less than 1 month, because today is the second or the third of Sha'ban. Third, right? Today is the third of Sha'ban. Tonight is the fourth. Aynan. Says tonight is the fourth of Sha'ban, the fourth night of Sha'ban. So as you see, we have a couple of weeks for Ramadan. قال الشيخ وكما تعلمون أنه قد بقي على دخول هذا الشهر المبارك أيام معدودات ثم يضل ويطل هذا الشهر بخيراته العميمة وأفضاله الكريمة وبركاته المتوالية. He says, you know that we have a couple of days. Now, few days before you know it, Ramadan is here. And in this great month, that brings with it a lot of good, a lot of virtue, a lot of merits. وَإِقْبَالُهُ لَدَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ لَهُ شَأْنٌ عَظِيمٌ وَوَقْعٌ كَبِيرٌ فِي نُفُوسِهِمْ. Now this month for the believers, subhanAllah, has a great impact on their hearts. Naam, the Muslims, they wait for this month. يَتَشَوَّفُونَ مَجِيئَهُ وَيَتَطَلَّعُونَ إِلَىٰ قُدُومِهِ وَيَتَبَاشَرُونَ عِنْدَ دُنُوِّهِ وَيَفْرَحُونَ بِهِ إِذَا دَخَلَ فَرَحًا عَظِيمًا. The Muslims, they miss Ramadan. Those who really know the virtues of Ramadan, they miss it. When Ramadan goes, they miss it. They cry. Because they miss all the good that is in Ramadan. They can wait until Ramadan gets here. And they remind one another to make the necessary preparations for Ramadan. And they will be like months before Ramadan. Ramadan is coming, akhi. Are you ready? Are you going to be ready, man? That's it. Are you strong? Alhamdulillah. Are you making the necessary preparations for Ramadan? It's coming, brother. The same way like we told you, the big market festival, when the people, they can make money in it that they cannot make in years in other than it. So now, those who want their brother to really make big money, Rajama, they will be like calling them. You got it, akhi? You got everything? Well, I got this. Akhi, go get the other things. Get ready. You got everything? You're packing up? You got enough merchandise? You have enough things? Nothing is going to bother you. You're not going to come until Ramadan, come tell me, oh, I got to go do this. No, you got to be there. See? Likewise, the believers, they remind one another about Ramadan. Ramadan is coming, akhi. There's a lot of benefits in it. It's fasting, it's the salat, maghfirah, sadaqah, lot of things. You gotta be ready, brothers. وَيَفْرَحُونَ بِهِ إِذَا دَخَلَ فَرَحًا عَظِيمًا. Likewise, the Muslims, the believers, they're very happy when Ramadan comes. It's so happy when Ramadan comes in. When Ramadan arrives, they're very happy. لماذا؟ لما يعلمونه من عن هذا الشهر وهذا الموسم العظيم المبارك من الخيرات العظيمة والخصائص الجليلة التي تميز بها هذا الشهر واختص بها من بين سائر الشهور. نعم. Why are they so happy? Only those who knows the merits and the virtues and the superiority of this month, they're the ones that are very happy. They're the ones that are very happy. Not everybody. Those who don't know Ramadan, they're not happy. But those who know the virtue of this blessed month of Ramadan and the good that this month brings with it. And this is a special month. This month is very special because there is a lot of good in it that is not in other months. That's why the believers are, and the Muslims who know this thing, they are very happy. فَمَنْ أَكْرَمَهُ اللَّهُ وَفَسَحَ لَهُ فِي أَجَلِهِ وَمَدَّ فِي عُمُرِهِ لِيَصِلَ وَيَبْلُغَ هَذَا الشَّهْرَ الْكَرِيمِ فَهَذِهِ مِنَّةٌ عَظِيمَ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ حَيْثُ فَسَحَ لَهُ فِي أَجَلِهِ. He says, so now, as for those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed them to live longer until they witness another Ramadan, the great month, month of khair, the month of all good, you should know that this is a great ni'mah from Allah for allowing you to live longer so that you can be from those who are alive and present and when this noble guest arrives, so that you can participate, the Muslims, in this mawsim of at-ta'ah, in these moments of obedience, of iman, in which the people do actions of worship that get them closer to Ar-Rahman, the most gracious Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقد جاء في السنة الصحيحة أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يبشر أصحابه بقدوم هذا الشهر. فقد جاء في الحديث أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقول لأصحابه: هذا رمضان قد جاءكم، تفتح فيه أبواب الجنة وتغلق فيه أبواب النار وتسلسل فيه الشياطين. The Shaykh Abdul Razzaq حفظه الله تعالى, he says, he came in the Sunnah, the sound Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, that he used to give a good tidings to his companions upon the arrival of this blessed month. Prophet ﷺ, he used to say to his companions, Ramadan has come to you. In it, the gates of the heavens of Jannah, paradise, are open, and the gates of the hellfire are shut down, and the devils are chained down. Say هذه بشرى وتهنئة. The Prophet ﷺ used to convey this good news about this great matter that has happened to you by Allah's grace and mercy. وهو أن رمضان قد جاءكم. And this great ni'mah is the arrival of Ramadan upon the people. جاءكم وأنتم تتمتعون بالصحة والعافية. And especially Ramadan arrives while you're enjoying many other bounties from Allah. You're healthy and you have sound health. وتنعمون بالأمن والإيمان والسلام والإسلام. Ramadan comes and you enjoy safety and security, and you're upon faith, iman, peace and Islam. All of this so that you can welcome this blessed month of Ramadan. You welcome him in a manner that pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَمُحَاسَبَةِ النَّفْسِ وَالْقِيَامِ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ تَبَارِكَ وَتَعَالَى وَالْبُعْدِ عَنِ الْأُمُورِ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ جَلَّ وَعَلَى. From the things that you do is that you take account of yourself, of your actions. Take account of your actions. Because now you know you're a servant of Allah, and you're supposed to be obedient to Allah. So you take account of your actions. Are you being an obedient servant or no? Are you adhering to the commands of Allah and His Messenger ﷺ, or are you following your desires? Who you put forward? What your nafs tell you to do, or what your Lord command you to do? So you sit with yourself and ask yourself these questions. Because these questions are going to help you to find the right answers. And once you find the right answers, will enable you to obey Allah, to be obedient to Allah by acting upon that which Allah has commanded, and in the same way you be staying away from what Allah has made prohibited. So we have to prepare ourselves for the coming of this great month. He's a noble guest. We have to welcome it in a most noble way. فكل مؤمن يفرح بهذا الضيف الكريم شهر رمضان يفرح به فرحه بأعظم ضيف وأكرم وافد عليه. Every believer loves Ramadan. Every believer loves this noble guest, which is the month of Ramadan. أرأيتم الشخص الكريم الذي يتمتع بالسخاء والجود والبذل والعطاء عندما يقدم عليه ضيف عزيز عزيز القدر عالي المكان رفيع الشأن عندما يقدم عليه ضيف هذا الشأن كيف يكون استقباله له وكيف يكون فرحه به وكيف تكون ضيافته له. The Shaykh gave an example. He says, now do you know a person? What do you think about this a person? A generous person, a good person, a righteous person. When a noble guest and well-respected guest come to visit this person, come upon this person, how you think they're going to welcome this person? How are you going to treat him and take care of him? Is he going to be a good host to this very special guest or not? So شهر رمضان ضيف عزيز. So the month of Ramadan is a noble guest. We have to be the best host for it. Aynam. By spending our times wisely upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to prepare ourselves for this noble guest. هيوا أنفسكم لذلك لأنه كما أنه يأتي سريعا يذهب سريعا ويمضي فتهيأ له. You gotta prepare. So you take advantage of that which Ramadan is bringing with him, because Ramadan come quickly and he's going to go quickly. Aynam. And those people who are not prepared for it, Ramadan will come and go, and then they're like, oh man, I can't believe Ramadan is gone, because they were not prepared for it. They were not prepared. فأعدوا أنفسكم عباد الله للقيام بالأعمال الجليلة والطاعات النبيلة والعبادات التي يسركم أن تلقوا ربكم تبارك وتعالى بها. And the Shaykh is giving these golden advices. He says, prepare yourself for actions of obedience to Allah, for righteous actions, by performing these noble acts of worship in the month of Ramadan, in a day and a night of Ramadan. Because this is what's going to make you happy when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you see in front of you those good actions of worship and those righteous deeds that you have performed in the month of Ramadan. قال والناس يتفاوتون تفاوتا عظيما في كيفية استقبال هذا الشهر العظيم. After talking about, and the Shaykh giving us some points of benefit that will enable us and help us to prepare ourselves in a way that will be beneficial for us, to prepare ourselves to welcome this noble guest, this month of good and khair, the month of Ramadan, he said, but yet still you will find the people, they're not on the same level when it comes to preparing themselves for Ramadan. They're not the same level. Then the Shaykh is going to mention some people different categories of people. The people, they do. Many people do prepare themselves for Ramadan. But what they prepare and what they do, that's what we're going to learn now. قال ففئة, as for first category. فئة من الناس يستقبلون هذا الشهر بالإقبال على الأسواق إقبالا شديدا ليشتروا أصناف الأطعمة وأنواع المأكولات وأطيب المطاعم. He says, this is how certain people prepare themselves for Ramadan. Yes, they know Ramadan is coming. This first category, you find them spending a lot of times in the marketplaces, competing one another, racing one another, who's going to get more food in Ramadan. Now, in Ramadan, certain people, this category of people, they try all kinds of food in Ramadan. Every day they have to eat something different. And not just one meal. Ooh, the table has to be loaded. No, some people are this one they are. That's how they look at Ramadan. فيتسابقون على الأسواق ويشترون أطعمة ومأكولات بكميات هائلة وكأنهم يستقبلون شهر أكل وشرب وتناول للطعام. So they go to the markets from a place to another place, and they serious about it, and they buy large quantities of foods and drinks as though they are welcoming the month of food and drink. This is not the month of food and festivals of food and drink and delicacies. That's what these people, the Ramadan is to them, is a big month of food and gala and this and that. That's what they know. فَيَشْتَرُونَ شِرَاءً مُتَزَايِدًا. So they buy, some people spend more money in Ramadan. And they were fasting the whole day, but still they spend more money in Ramadan. You think they're going to save some money, because now they don't eat breakfast and lunch and they don't snack all day. Now these people actually spend more in Ramadan. So much so that certain people, subhanAllah, in Ramadan they need more money. When Ramadan comes, they need more money. The budget that they usually have for other months, it will not be enough for them in Ramadan. ومع ذلك تجدهم يبدرون تبديرا مشينا ويضع على مائدتي وسفرتي أنواعا كثيرة من الأطعمة كثير منها يلقيها وإنما يأكل منها شيئا قليلا فهذا قسم من الناس. And with that you find these people all day going from a market to another market. Here is the husband running all over. Wow, especially in our times, receiving phone calls, text messages. Oh, don't forget this. Oh, I forget to send you this. He's running. As for his wife, the miskina, she's in the kitchen from the morning, making all the pies, all the soups, all the grills, all the bacon, all of the salads, all of the smoothies, all of the cookies, all of that. The sheikh, he says, now the table every day by Maghrib is loaded with so many different types of food, they cannot eat all of that. They eat a little bit, and then the rest they throw it in the trash. والعياد بالله. And subhanAllah. And you find the woman, now this is the month of Ibadah. The husband, he should sit with his wife and said, listen sister, we're going to cut down on food in Ramadan. Alright? Look, anything we can eat, alhamdulillah. Some sandwiches, it's okay. Alright? I don't want you to spend a lot of time in the kitchen. I want to spend a lot of time with the book of Allah. With the remembrance of Allah. With the book of Allah. That's what I want to spend. Istighfar. I want to spend a lot of time in the kitchen. We eat anything. Cup of fruits, cup of sandwiches. Alhamdulillah, if some leftover, no problem. Naam, we're going to heat up that leftover rice and chicken, inshallah. We're going to heat it up for tomorrow. So you don't have to cook tomorrow. Alright, we're going to heat up that. We're going to eat a little bit of it. This is not the month of food. Don't you ever send me to the marketplaces. Rather, you know what? Before Ramadan comes, a week before that, you're going to give me your list, what you want. That's what I'm going to get you. Don't send me to no market again. I'm going to spend more time in the house of Allah. Remember, this is how it is. Not like sending the guy every day, go get this, go over there. Oh, you forget this. No, no, no. And some men, they do that. If their wives didn't cook for them, all of this, so many things, he get mad at her in the month of Ramadan. La ya akhi, this is not the way it is. She has to spend more time reading the book of Allah. She has to spend more time asking Allah for forgiveness upon istighfar and the like. Ayna'am. So this is one of the categories of people. وقسم آخر إذا أقبل شهر رمضان هيئوا أنفسهم لأنفسهم أدوات اللعب واللهو والضياع وهيئوا لأنفسهم أمورا يشغلون أوقاتهم الأوقات الثمينة في شهر رمضان بضياع وتشرد وتبذير للأوقات وإسراف فيها وإضاعة لها فيما لا فائدة فيه بل في كثير من الأحيان فيها مضرة محققة ويهيئون لما رمضان مثل هذه الأمور ويستعدون استعدادا تاما قبل مجيء رمضان بمثل هذه الأمور. Another group of people who, once again, they do not understand the reason and the purpose of this month. They don't know the importance of this noble guest. Some other people, they prepare for Ramadan, but all amusements and play, they're like, look man, this is going to be fasting, long hours, we're going to find a way to kill some time. That's what they do. Gotta find some time, man, now what are we going to do? And then what they do? They get together. Some, they spend a lot of time watching, I don't know what, TV, DVDs, wal'iyadu billah, while other people, they go watch soccer or basketball or baseball. In a night, they gather together and play games, whatever it is, Scrabble or whatever it is, and they just play a lot of games and drink a lot of tea and coffee and snack, sometimes pistachios, sometimes the flesh of the people. Doesn't make no difference. It's a snack. Change your diet. That's not a snack. Fear Allah. And that's what they do. They gather in Ramadan to talk about people. Oh man, I went for Tarawih. This guy was next to me. Audhu billah. They start backbiting, eating the flesh and statues right in front of them. They're not touching it. La, you can't be in gatherings like this. You want to gather, if you can, but upon obedience to Allah, upon remembrance of Allah. If the people start to like, listen, let me check this channel, say assalamu alaikum. And remind them of Allah, tell them, ya akhwan, fear Allah, taqillah. They start talking about others, remind them, taqullah, ya akhwan. Can't talk about people like, this is haram. If they listen, alhamdulillah, they don't, you leave them. La tajlis ma'ahum. Don't sit with those people who disobey Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam, some people, they get loaded. And unfortunately, in some Muslim countries, you find their televisions, they have special programs for Ramadan to turn the people away from the remembrance of Allah. Naam. In some Muslim countries, they have special programs in Ramadan. More movies, more soap operas in Ramadan, more music in Ramadan. In Ramadan. They says, no, this is Ramadan, this is special. A'udhu billah. See how they prepare for Ramadan? وثالثا, number three, هناك آخرون من الله عز وجل عليهم بتوفيقه وكلأهم برعايته وأحاطهم سبحانه وتعالى بعنايته. Now, a third category, there are those people that Allah has made it easy for them. And he made them successful. Why? Because Allah took good care of them. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَخَذُوا يُهَيُّونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ لِرَمَضَانِ. So they began to prepare themselves for Ramadan. See, people are running through the marketplaces and this. Other people, they're like, look man, they used to have only a basic cable. Now they call DirecTV. You see how it is? Make sure you come before the fourth of this. Why the fourth? They're in Ramadan. Then even the mushrik, the kafir is like, well, who is this Ramadan? You don't know, brother. Just come. If you want more money, man, you gotta come. Now, the DirecTV, HBO 2, HBO 15, I don't know. And he's like, listen, man, you make sure you get me all these channels. That's how they prepare themselves for Ramadan. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Now there are other people who also they have their preferences. They preparing for Ramadan. They be thinking about a lot of good. Wow, the good things I have to do in this blessed month of Ramadan. فَيَبْدَأُ يُرَتِّبْ. So this person, he start planning. See? Like the people that wants only food, they plan. He sit with his wife, he says, look, we want some biryani on the first day. We want some seafood on the second day. And then they plan a menu for the whole month of Ramadan. Extravagant menu. Now you find this person in the third category because Allah gave them tawfiq. He sits by himself or with his wife and family and says, look, Ikhwan, this is only 1 month. And we don't even know if we're going to be alive to see all of it. Let us come up with a plan. The best plan we can so we can get the benefit. So they're like, okay, what are the things we're going to do? First thing, Quran. فَيُرَتِّبُونَ لِلْقُرْآنِ وَقْتَهُ. They're like, look, we're going to read Quran at this time. After Fajr until sunset, sunrise. Alright? After Dhuhr, you're going to read another half an hour. After Asr, another half an hour. You're going to be in the masjid 1 hour before Maghrib to read Quran. See? They're like, look, this is priority. If you don't have a schedule, you're going to get lost. You're going to have a schedule. وَلِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَقْتَهُ. Likewise, they put a schedule in that schedule to remember Allah. وَلِقِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ وَقْتَهُ. نعم. قيام الليل, تراويح, and other than the تراويح. وَلِمُسَاعَدْتِ الْمُحْتَاجِينَ وَقْتَهُ. Likewise, they discuss in their program. They discuss, look, we're going to help the people, man. We're going to help the needy. Okay? The orphans, the needy, the widows. Where are they? Let's find them. Not to wait until we hear an announcement on the 26th of Ramadan. No, let us find those people who need every day. And we help them the best of our abilities. وَلِلْبَدْلِ وَقْتَهُ. Look, we're going to make ourselves available. And our money available. Whatever I can do. My car available. Family need me to go to Taraweeh, they want to go to a doctor appointment, the masjid need me in any way, my money is available, and I am available, my car, my truck is available, and the like. See? Because this person wants to get the most of Ramadan, because they know it's only 1 month. وَلِمَجَالِسِ الْعِلْمِ وَقْتَهَا. Likewise, in that schedule, he says, look, I got to sit down. If there is any circle of knowledge here or there, reminder, I got to be there. فَتَتَزَاحَمُ عَلَيْهِ الطَّاعَاتِ حَتَّى إِنَّ بَعْدَ النَّاسِ لَيَرَى أَنَّ الشَّهْرَ يَدِيقُ عَلَيْهِ. So this person, he's like, can even fit all of these goods in his schedule, daily schedule. So much so that certain people, because they're so serious about doing good, they're like, man, this month is tight. Ramadan is very tight. We don't have enough time. So you don't have enough time. Some people in the first category they want to kill time. You see, they're like, oh man, we got all this time in Ramadan. What are we gonna do? We're gonna do? Oh, DirecTV is the solution. See, DirecTV. Huh? Satellite dish. No, the believers they like. Subhanallah, we wish if we have more time. I want to do this, but they don't have time because they already have time for Quran, for remembrance of Allah, for visiting the sick, for visiting their family, for helping the people, for the remembrance of Allah. Of course, the masjid, they're going to be early in the masjid. And this, and they're like, man, we still want to do a lot, but we don't have enough time. How are we going to squeeze all this? The believers. عنده مشاريع كثيرة وأعمال عديدة ومجالات واسعة للقيام بطاعة الله تبارك وتعالى لكن الشهر يضيق عليه لا يتسع لما عنده من أبواب الخير. نعم, people like this, may Allah make us from them. Ameen. They got so many things planned for Ramadan, from good things, righteous actions, so much so that they can't put it all together. They like, what is the time? I want to do this and and want to do this. What can I do first? They have so many projects for Ramadan, and they can do all of them. See? May Allah make us from the Ameen. ورابعاً, there is a fourth category, by the way. هناك أناس يتعاملون مع شهر رمضان تعاملهم مع كل شهر. Now this fourth category, these are people who they deal with Ramadan like Ramadan is just like other month. Ain't nothing special about Ramadan, nothing. They don't see how special this month is. فيمضي عليهم شهر رمضان كما تمضي عليهم بقية الشهور. Ramadan comes and goes, it's the same thing, it's like nothing special about it. حتى إن الليلة التي جاء في القرآن أنها خير من ألف شهر تمضي على كثير من الناس مضي سائر الليالي. Even including the night in which the Quran says about it, it is better than 1,000 months of worship. This night, these people, they don't even know what it is. It's normal. They just treat it like any other night. They treat it like any other month, other night. Yeah. Some people, then Laylatul Qadr, they spend it in front of the TV. Wal-iyadu billah. Laylatul Qadr, that is better than 1,000 months of worship, not just any 1,000 months. And the ulama, they said that's like some 83 years and some of good worship and righteous actions one night. People, they go and spend it, I don't know, backbiting, sleep, I don't know, running some malls, some streets. Youth get together and play games and whatever it is in the best night. The night that is better, as Allah tells in the Quran, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months of worship. وهذه خسارة فادحة وهبل بين وإهدار لما لا يليق بالمسلم أن يهدرون يديها. This is a great loss, indeed. Actually, this is a foolishness, actually. For somebody to let this great opportunity slip, pass by just like that, it's only one night. And for a person to really waste this night not doing things that beneficial them, this is a great loss, wal-iyadu billah. This is the greatest of all loss. It's not befitting for the Muslim. The Muslim who compete for good, that's what the Muslim do. The Muslim compete for good. The Muslim should seize every opportunity that is presented to him or to her to get closer to Allah, not to turn their back to that opportunity like they don't need it. Nah, Laylatul Qadr for somebody else. Yeah, they have what they need from good deeds. They straight. This is how certain people think. If they don't say it with their tongue, so their actions speak for themselves. Rather, the one who knows himself and he wants to compete with others, he take advantage of Ramadan, the whole of it, and especially that great night, Laylatul Qadr. ولهذا عباد الله ينبغي على المسلم أن يحسن استقبال هذا الشهر وأن يحسن ضيافته وأن يهيئ نفسه لأن يكون من أهل هذا الشهر صدقا وحقا. الشيخ says, حفظه الله, for this reason it is incumbent upon the Muslim to welcome this great month in a right way. You have to be the best host for this noble guest, the month of Ramadan, by preparing yourself so that you can be from those people who benefit in this month of Ramadan. You can be from the true servants of Allah, those who are truthful, those who are faithful, not just those who come, Ramadan comes in, Ramadan goes away, and they didn't get no benefit. La. And remember the categories that the Shaykh has mentioned. When it comes to preparing ourselves for Ramadan, people are not on the same level. There are people who look at Ramadan, this is just a month of food and drink, so they compete one another from one market to the other market. The poor guy, he's running all day. He wants to get some sleep. He wants to get some rest, but he can't. The list is long. From a place to a place. And then with all that, he comes home and loaded, tired. And then he missed one little ingredient, and his wife look at him. He didn't bring anything. How you want me to cook for you? Like this month is just a month of food and drink. No, this is not the case. This is the month of ibadah. Likewise, there is the other category of people. May Allah save us from being amongst them. They look at Ramadan like it's a heavy thing. Oh man, Ramadan again. Long days of fasting. Long nights. What are we going to do? What are they going to do to kill some time? They want to be murderers now. Wal-iyadu billah. What are they going to do? Long days. It doesn't occur in their mind, go visit the sick people. Does not occur in their mind, read Quran. Does not occur in their mind, come early to the masjid. It does not occur in their mind to make istighfar. La. What occurs in their mind? More movies, more programs, more channels. Wal-iyadu billah. Those movies or channels, they're not permissible in any day. Not along in the month of Ramadan. Wal-iyadu billah. And then there is those people who Ramadan to them is nothing. It's like another month, so they don't care. They see people coming early in the masjid. They see the people reading Quran. And he's still like after Salat, he see all the people come early. And he comes to the masjid for Dhuhr. He's like, whoa, what is Jumu'ah? What? No, people, they mindful of Ramadan. They're like, look, we're going to take advantage. But that person always, he used to come after the Iqamah is called. He's still coming after the Iqamah is called. And then after the taslim and the dhikr, many people sit around and remember Allah and read Quran and istighfar. He's gone outside on the parking lot talking, I don't know what. On Jumu'ah, people come early at 9 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning. Some people may stay from Fajr in here, don't even leave for Jumu'ah. They're like, look, man, this is Ramadan. And inshallah, if we do it the whole month, who knows? We ask Allah to keep us on this even after Ramadan. Some people, they just need a jump start, man. And I know some people, they did it in Ramadan and Allah opened their hearts and they continue after Ramadan. But then this person who don't know what Ramadan is, he has no clue this is a great month. Ramadan is the same. Okay, Jumu'ah, he used to come after the second khutbah. He comes after the second khutbah. No problem. It's the same to him. Same. People competing and coming to the masjid from Asr until Maghrib, and they stay, read Quran and remember Allah. They study the affairs of fasting, what break the fast, what this. This person, he still go to Dunkin' Donut and sit there and check like he's the manager over there or something. He drink a coffee and sit there for 2 hours. It take you 2 hours to sip a coffee? Does it really? And he just sit there like, I don't know. Sit there and look at people, who's coming, who's left, and who's come late, and who's come after who. No. Now, people, may Allah make us from that category of people, that they prepare themselves for the month of Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala. Na'am.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
نعم. So may Allah make us from those category of people who are serious about this blessed month of Ramadan. And they don't wait until the first night. Now what are we going to do? What arrangements? I'm going to take off from work. No, they do it way before. They schedule. They have a schedule, special schedule for the month of Ramadan. Some people, they wait until the last 10 nights. Now they want to go to the manager. I want this. They said, no, we already put a schedule. Why didn't you talk to me like last month? Say, no, you got before. If you have your own business, say, look, I'm going to cut down the hours in Ramadan because those hours I'm going to put them for the hereafter. All right, I'm not going to be closing until 11 p.m. I'm going to close at Asr time in Ramadan. And you make it available to your customers. In this month, closing at 5 p.m. That's it. We're going to go back to the normal schedule in 1 month from now. So you can spend more time for your hereafter, for yourself. And then likewise, those who work for others, 4 months, 5, 6 months before Ramadan, you tell them, look, I want my vacation in this month. If it's a month vacation, take it in the month of Ramadan. Be free. So you can be in the masjid, bring your family, your children. You come early for Jumu'ah. You participate in any classes in that month. You're here for Taraweeh. You're here for Maghrib. You hear, make yourself available. You visit the sick. You visit your family members. And you do good. Aynam. But if you cannot take the whole month, they give you 3 weeks, schedule them in Ramadan. They give you 2 weeks in Ramadan. And this way you make yourself available for the month of Ramadan. Anything, any traveling that may fall in Ramadan, I'm not traveling that Ramadan. Unless if it's extremely necessity. No, I'm not traveling. I can do it before or after. You're a doctor. You're an engineer. Whatever you may be. You got to make sure to whoever people that your clients, your customers, this is what I want to do. Alhamdulillah. And this way, you take advantage of this month of Ramadan. This is month of ibadah. This is not month of play, like certain people think about it. They get together after Taraweeh and play cards or watch I don't know what. And they stay up until 1, 2 o'clock in the morning until they get tired. And they go eat, fill their bellies and go to sleep, and they may not even wake up for Fajr. And these people, they make a lot of mistakes that we're going to mention in the upcoming classes. Now you're going to be with the people who are mindful of the importance of this month of Ramadan. People who remind you, gotta be early in the masjid, gotta read Quran, you gotta visit the sick, you gotta visit your family, you gotta remember Allah, stay away from haram, stay away from places, ya akhi, that cause you to fall into haram. Cut down those places. In Ramadan, you will be even doing a lot of drive-ins. You won't be going to so many places. Now, you'll be as much masjid, the house, your mother house, somebody's sick, you go visit them, and that's it. Somebody die, you follow the funeral. Somebody need help, you go help them. Somebody's moving, and you can, you do that. But you're not going to be going here and there, because this is a great opportunity. We ask Allah to make us from those. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira.